Thank you so much, BBS Radio. So here we are back live over the internet through BBS Radio. Good evening to you. Happy hump night. Thank you all for being here. A Wednesday evening show, meaning if you have questions, we have answers, or questions and answers with the Elohim. All of us have the option to put out a question per email to win, if you so desire, which he will ask our sources from the Elohim group and the Ra group live on the call tonight. And if you want to email a question to win, you can do so to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We had a few more people join in. I welcome you all. If you want to, feel free to say name and location.
Well, hi everybody. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Don.
Who else joined in? Feel free to say name and location.
Debbie Costa Mesa.
Hello, Debbie Costa.
Hello, Mesa. How are you doing?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, sweet.
You're on the coast, I'm on the table.
There you go. That's right. That's right. This is water, by the way, okay?
All right, okay.
Just so you know, I don't want the imagination going wild here. The other way, you really got to go. Okay.
Good to have you, Debbie. And then welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Good evening. Hi. Hi. Hello.
It's Debbie, sweetheart. Did you get a chance to look at your animated calendar yet?
No, I'm not good with new things.
Aren't you cute?
We had someone else join in. Good evening. You're welcome. Please share name and location.
Terry in Nevada.
Hey, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, everyone.
Terry, why don't you forward it to Heiss or somebody who would like it? What do you think?
Well, I want to see what it's about first.
Oh, okay.
Sounds pretty new.
Okay.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Good evening, Heiss. Don, hi.
Good evening.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, it's Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you. Hi, guys. Hello.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. Hi.
Well, it's quiet now, so I'll talk. Terry went, honey, in the library there. You click on the little kitties in the meow. You can light the fireplace and decorate the Christmas tree and the gnomes.
Okay.
Oh, click on the window. You get a big, big winter storm. That's cool. And then the game,
okay.
You got solitaire and another card game, and then there's like a Scrabble thingy. Not a Scrabble, but it's just fun.
Someone else joined in. Welcome. Happy hump night. Please say name and location.
Joy in Swim, Washington.
Welcome, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Good to have you.
Thank
Hi,
you.
That's
a good name for you.
Did I what?
Did you change your name?
Yes.
Are you going to be Joy from now on?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, she always has been, actually.
Well, yes, but how did the name come about?
Well, about a couple of my patients a long time ago, when about 6 months apart from each other, said, "You don't seem like a Phyllis to me. I'm going to call you Joy." And they both said almost the exact same thing.
There you go.
I just feel like I am that. Yeah, thank you. I had to kind of grow into it.
I got to say, from the moment I met you here on the phone, I also thought that Phyllis didn't fit you.
No.
I didn't think about Joy, but...
That's why I was Phyllis calling was you Philly. Remember how I call you Philly?
Yes.
Yeah, because that was more fitting. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, Joy, be here.
Corroboration. Thank you.
Isn't it Philly... a kind of dog? I mean, a horse?
Yes, that's why I thought it was cute. Right. It's a young female horse.
Yeah, with lots of spirit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Edna, are you on the line?
She is. Hang tight. She's probably muted, or she is multitasking.
I'm sorry.
And we are live on BBS, and all those folks that just have joined in here, we welcome you. Thank you for being here. And if you want to submit a question to tonight's show, you can do so by emailing win@intelligent-infinity.com. I welcome the next live caller. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi,
good
Jane.
Evening to you.
Hi,
hi,
hi everybody.
Welcome. Jane?
Yes?
she's quivering. Did you ever ask a question on Wednesday?
I did, yes.
Okay,
are you short just wondering. Are you short some questions?
I don't know yet. I'm just putting them together.
Okay.
But you don't have to. I don't think you should ask a question unless you're motivated to ask one. You know.
Yeah, I'd have to work one out. Maybe somebody else can step forward.
No. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Believe me, I can think of enough questions to keep them occupied for another 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Welcome to this conference call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, this is Lauren in Ports, Washington.
Welcome,
hello,
Lauren.
Hello,
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
I had a question in mind earlier, and it came back to my mind right now. I'm going to submit it.
How's Tanya doing?
Well, kind of odd. She was feeling good this morning, but then her fever got back again mid-morning. So she's back in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she did go through the, what's it called, COVID check. Was negative, but she does have the symptoms, though.
You can't trust that COVID test, you know.
No. And I know that one person did 4 tests in one day at the same location. 2 got back negative, and 2 got back positive.
Yeah, that was...
Elon Musk,
yeah. Huh? Same nurse, same location, yep.
They count that as 2 cases, too. You get 2 positives from the same person. Seriously.
I think they did a test in somewhere in Africa, and they got 2 positives for 2 peaches.
Yep.
They wouldn't even have to do the test. Who would know? Who's probably nobody checking on them.
You don't trust Nigeria?
Not Nigeria, the whole entire medical system. I trust Nigeria more than them.
Mm-hmm.
We got to trust Nigeria. It's full of royalty.
Nigerian prince, I know.
Some people, yeah.
I've mailed them thousands of dollars over the years.
You too.
And the Carrie Mullis, who won the Nobel Prize for inventing the PCR test, said it was never meant to be used for diagnosing anything. Said it could find almost anything in almost anyone.
Right.
It doesn't specifically identify the coronavirus.
That's another thing.
Anyway.
Right. Other than that, though.
It's very useful, though, for the politicians.
Yeah, it's very useful if you want to create a fake pandemic.
Yeah. Amen.
Huh? Is that Helen?
Two more people turned in. Welcome. Feel free to say names and locations.
Yes, Lauren, I dropped off before.
Welcome back, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey.
Hey, Lauren, well, we got a second here. Can you think off the top of your head of the keyhole symbol, the shape of a keyhole, like a circle that has like a polygon coming off the bottom? You know what I'm talking about? It looks like a keyhole. Can you think of any...
I'll answer this phone call. I'll be right back.
Sure, go ahead. My question
is... Yes. Was that History Channel?
Yeah, the Ancient what? Aliens, the last new Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, I saw that.
Keyhole symbol. Wonder if Lauren can have any input.
Okay, I'm ready to start.
All right.
Is this fellow by the name...
And I'm mute.
Is there a fellow by the name of Moser on the line?
Say it again?
Moser.
None has presented oneself as such.
Okay. He asked a question. Sometimes people ask questions and they listen to the replays.
All right. I'm going to submit also a question over here.
You're going to do it right now?
Yes.
You want to just say it out loud and I'll type it, okay?
You rather do it than sending it?
Well, I might forget to check my emails
okay.
Once we start.
So it goes like this. It's regarding my brother Jan. Years ago, you checked in on my brother Jan. Tell me when you're ready for more.
What's his name now, Jan?
J-A-N, yes.
Okay.
It's a boy's name in Europe.
Okay.
So years ago you checked in on my brother Jan, who had taken his own life.
Was he in Holland?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You noticed him to be in a sleep state on the other side.
Okay.
And woke him up.
Okay.
How is he currently doing?
Got it. Okay.
Thank you so much. Vielen Dank. Muchas gracias. Thank you all.
All right. Hi. You want to start rolling?
Yes. So today is the December the 9th.
Right.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is December the 9th, 2020. Our weekly Wednesday call, Questions with the Elohim. What's all that noise?
And change the law without doing it properly.
No, that's me. I'm trying to plug in my phone to charge it, and I don't understand what it's telling me.
It's probably saying you need to go into Plug In the Phone University.
I know. It's
Just ignore it and plug it in.
Well, see, I want to make sure it doesn't run out of charge in the middle of the call. But I have no idea what's going on.
Can you plug it into your computer?
It's plugged into the computer, but it says allow access to phone data.
Don't worry about that. Just say no.
Deny,
don't stick it
right?
too deep.
That's just so you can download files from your phone to the computer if you wanted to.
So I can deny that, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So this is our call where people send questions in and we ask them. And some people have had amazing epiphanies as a result of their questions. And some people love to ask questions. And they get over the shock that they're talking or asking questions to such an expanded source. It's hard to believe it. And so, Terry is our channel. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy emanating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Give us a moment. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we connect to your density and to each and every person who wishes to be connected with who is within the listening audience. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line, or we don't come through the computer. That's where the voice comes from, and it's slower than our direct contact with you. And we can connect with everybody at the same time because we are not unilateral. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Okay. And this is from a fellow by the name of R. Moser. He didn't give me his city, but he's asking a question that's more of a general nature. So I think it's okay to ask him.
Okay.
My goal is to teach the balance of our chakra system, as it seems this is the human's main artery to our connection to Source. In order to keep ourselves grounded, how do we determine which lower of the three chakras to integrate our experiences through? Now, I'm not sure I understand the question. How do we determine?
Thank you.
Do you guys understand?
We generally connect through the crown chakra as the energy moves up through the crown chakra above the head and higher. And so we can connect through the crown chakra when we come to connect. We see the lower chakra is connected to the body into the earth. And the fundamental frequencies of earth. The middle chakras are reaching out, spinning, and connected depending upon the location in the body to the surroundings. The sexual chakra is and creativity chakra that is higher than the fundamental chakra that is between the legs, the ground chakra. The chakra that is above the sexual chakra is one that helps you maintain control with your environment and reaches out and connects with others in that manner. But the chakras all work together also. The next chakra is the heart chakra and helps with relationships and the nurturing of life. The chakra in the throat is the expression chakra and helps when you are speaking and you are relating with speech. The forehead, in the forehead area, in the brain area, is the it's an intuition type chakra that helps you with remote viewing and interpreting of things and seeing a step beyond where you are, a step into the ethereal. Enables you to remote view different areas that are away from the body. It's connected with the pineal gland. And then the crown chakra is where we can access an area of the brain. It is not the same area of the brain that is normally used for thinking, and that area, it is another area that is further back. And when you get adept at speaking with us, then it is activating that area of the brain further back than other areas of connection. We hope that just shed some light on it.
Thank you. I wanted to say that when one is working to open their chakras, sometimes they just believe they can be by themselves and the chakras will all open. And it's been my experience that there's a lot of opening that can come, and I dare say can only come in connection with another person in one way or another. And if you keep...
Well, a connection with another person can have advantage towards opening your chakras. However, you can be in contact with the environment, with the birds, with the sky, with the whole surroundings, and your chakras can open to that.
Okay. Does it make any difference, or is it just a matter of what works for what person?
It depends on what a person wants to be in contact with, whether they open to it or not.
Okay.
See, the chakras, like some people may have the goal of opening the chakras and keeping them open, but they are meant to open and close. You might want to shut out something. You might not wish to speak for a while. And the chakras open and close, connect and disconnect, or reach inward, or connect within the inner self, or connect with the outer. So they're in flux.
Okay. David Ferringer in, I believe it's Pennsylvania. He asked us a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't get to it. Sometimes when I wake up from a dream, it takes a minute to feel right. Is this because the dream was vivid, or is it sleep apnea, or is there some other explanation? David Ferringer.
Well, when a person passes from the dream state to the awake state, there is a transition period where the whole focus is changed, and instead of being within the dream area and viewing images within the dream, then the body wakes up and the senses begin to flow out with the perceptions, and so there is a change that takes place. There's a transition between the two states of being awake and being asleep. So this transition is something that is it takes some time, and it changes your focus from inward to outward. This takes some time, and in the transient period between sleep and wake, you can remember your dreams and can write them down, but as soon as you refocus on being awake, the dreams tend to disappear unless they were really, really vivid and lucid. Then they can hang in your mind.
And then you can what? I missed that last word.
They can hang in your mind. They can revivify in your mind or be repeated mm-hmm. in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If they're very vivid and lucid.
All right. Next question is from me. Do pets, when somebody has a pet and they leave the realm, does the pet follow them on the other side? Is that possible?
Generally, the pet may stay. It's possible that they may follow them, but often they stay in the realm and may move around and not even realize that they have crossed over to the other side, and may follow their owner around or be in another life, pick up another body. They can mm-hmm. follow the owner to, say, another realm. However, they tend to stay in the earth realm.
Do pets have things like karma connected to them when they die?
Yes.
They do.
Yes, pets can have karma. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, because karma is like a resetting or a setting of your spirit structure. If you get in a bad mood, your whole spirit structure has a different vibration. It's mm-hmm. responding to a different vibration. And so they tend to keep that vibration when they move to the other side.
Mm-hmm. But do cats go to a higher vibration than dogs on the other side?
Cats, often have a different attitude than a dog. A dog has a slightly larger body usually, and has a disposition that can be more friendly and companion-like. And cats tend to have a more difficult time, say, than a dog. Having a more difficult time, they can tend to be smaller. They can be attacked by other animals more easily. And so they tend to develop a more independent, defensive position. And maybe not be so friendly and got more guarded than a dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Next question. I was told by what I believe to be the sources, I added to what I believe, okay? Because I'm not sure.
Oh, who is this that's asking?
It's from Edgina.
Okay.
Probably is, but I was told by what I believe to be the sources to have been a mother superior in Ireland in the 1800s.
It wasn't the 1800s. Well, it could have been the 1800s, but it's like we were seeing it in the 800s, roughly. 800 in the 800.
Okay, got it.
But go ahead, do the question.
I researched, and I found information from a superior sister who was running the Systems of Mercy organization in Ireland. Mary Claire Mother, no, Mary Claire Moore was the senior mother and very active in helping the sick and the poor.
Is there more to the question?
Yes. Okay. Was I Mary Claire Moore back in that lifetime?
We suggest that you check out the resonance with that and with that time period, and also with earlier time periods, as we feel you may have been in monasteries more than one life. The one where you knew Terry was in the 800s, we're taking a look. We suggest you fill the resonance with Mary Ann. Go through the time periods and see what resonates with you. For instance, like 600 AD, 700 AD, 800 AD, 900 AD, and so forth, 1600 AD, 1700 AD, 1800 AD, 1900 AD. Do you get any resonance with the 1800s? We suggest that you take a look in that manner and see what resonates.
Okay, thank you. This is from Don Herman. I believe the sources have stated that people can hold on to their problems, including health problems, causing their problems to persist. Any advice to help people let go of holding on to their problems to achieve beneficial resolution?
Yes, sometimes holding on to the problems gives you a sort of feeling of that you have something to hang on to. You have something to work toward. You have something to work out. And they tend to wish to have something going on and keep it around. Also, it gives other people impetus to contact you and to visit. And so if you have a disease that you want to get over, you can take a look at that aspect of it and see if you have any pleasure that you derive from it. In any area, like somebody is concerned and paying attention, or somebody does stuff for you, or somebody helps you out with money, or is there any hanging on to the disease to keep that going on when you ordinarily would move through it and resolve the disease. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see here. Next question. This is from Mark Sonnenberg in Ireland. This is a quote from our sources from a question I asked in 2015 about the Holy Spirit, which I and Yeshua call Ruka, or Ruka to Kadushka, Kadosh, Kadushka, Ruka Kucha, I think, K-O-O-D-S-H-A. My question is further comment or deeper understanding about the last two sentences. And then he has something he said in that session, that meeting. And here's, I think this was the reading he got. We try to think of the exact way to say this. This is a very loving spirit. It is a group of individuals that worked in the time of Jesus and before and after. They are within the Raghavs, and they are a dissolver of karma and a giver of forgiveness and harmonizing influence to the betterment of mankind and individuals on the earth plane. When one asks for the Holy Spirit, they may experience spiritual peace, and they may experience help and assistance and calmness, and they may experience alleviation when they ask for forgiveness of their guilt. And they may be helped tremendously by this group of spirits working together. It is more than a group of spirits working together. We find it difficult to express in words how magnificent and miraculous the works of this group are. Okay. We find.
Go ahead.
The question is, he wants more understanding on this. We find it difficult to express in words how magnificent and miraculous the works of this group are, as they indeed are a special sacred group. We even hesitate to call them a group. It is the following that I am asking this question. In this zone, one may find their own soul and be forgiven and again achieve their worthiness. And it works within all of mankind and is available to all of mankind and has the ability to be present when one intends to or asks for their presence. We do not do it justice in how magnificent it is in our descriptions.
We feel that these were a physical group that did this after Yeshua, and did follow Yeshua, and they flourished, and they did write some books, and they were in the Mideast, and DP stayed together and are working on the other side as maybe a lower aspect of the Ra group, are working towards the raising of the tone of mankind. There may be some of the group in the Mideast still surviving and practicing today.
Did they have another name that was more common? Were they part of the Essenes?
They were parallel to the Essenes, but they were not the Essenes. But they were also practicing after the Essenes.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew of the Essenes.
Did they walk with Jesus when he traveled?
They followed Jesus, but they did not walk with him. They were not any of the disciples.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question here is from Hives. And he's asking about his brother Jan, who years ago he checked in on and who had taken his own life in Holland. You noticed him to be in a deep sleep on the other side and woke him. How is he currently doing?
He is getting his rest, and he really is in a reverie and really does not want to face reality or come out of it at this time.
Mm-hmm. You know, Hives is inspiring me to have you check on my sister, who died some 12, 13 years ago after she was kept alive for quite some time, 10 years, as a result of an intervention from you. And when I checked on her last time, you said she was still hanging around her husband, that they had a commitment for all eternity, and she was holding to that.
This is still true. She is still hanging around Barry, and she's still honoring the commitment, and at some point she may pick up another body, but she wants to remain around Larry.
Mm-hmm. Is that a common situation for someone to hang around somebody they were married to or had a close connection with?
That can often happen if they had a really good committed relationship, they may continue to hang around as long as that they feel committed.
And in terms of one's spiritual evolution, is that a good thing to do? Or would it be better for them to move on in some way?
We do not judge for that.
Mm-hmm. It's, each being is following their own path.
Right.
And whatever decision they make is the right decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it is the decision. Whatever decision they make, that becomes the true path. They may have another path that they've given up or branched off of, and they may eventually go back to that if their purpose is along another line.
Okay. Next question is, when somebody dies, everybody, you can correct me on this, but everybody, I believe, goes to the astral. And then astral has a lot of levels to it. Am I correct when I say everyone goes to the astral?
No. Some people just think they're the body, and they just stay in the body and stay with the body. And then eventually the body decays. And, then they just keep staying with the body and staying with the body. And maybe the body falls apart and disintegrates and is no more. And then they might say, what am I doing here? And they may look for another situation.
Mm-hmm. So, do they know there was a dead body? Does that cross the line?
Maybe not. Maybe they're just, I can't make this body move anymore. And this must be that I'm dead. And when you're dead, you are no more. And so, just no more. They might just, there's all different kinds of things that happen depending upon the thought of the person and the desire of the person to connect or miss people or to move on. Sometimes it's very sad, like the person thinks, well, I'm the body, and that's it, and here I am, but they don't know. It's like this is, I'm dead now. Each person has their own version of what they think and what they do and how they progress.
How does one feel moving from in their body when they're dead into the astral when they're dead?
Well, they might feel, I can't do it. But then, they curiosity leads them somewhere and they find themselves out of the body. It's the same as if an individual would leave his body and explore at night, or would find himself having out-of-body experiences. He can find himself above his body, looking at his body, and then can move back into the body or can move away from the body. And then can see the corner of the room or see to move through the wall or the ceiling and they see the fields and the sky and the snow on the ground. And, because you do have extrasensory perception that you experience and can see and hear when you're out of the body.
Okay. But the heaven realm, is the heaven realm still in the astral plane? It's at a higher level of the astral.
Well, we feel it's kind of in between, say, in between densities, and we do not really tag it for the astral. We feel that it's beyond.
Okay.
We're about to go over the air.
Oh, we are. We're going over. Okay. All right. Well, let us unmute everybody, say goodbye, and go over the whole planet healing. All right? And let me see here.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.